Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, the After Show podcast is on Thursday. It is January the 4th, another cold day in Arkansas. So it's weird when like 33 degrees feels like it's not as cold.
I know. Yeah, because it was like 9 one day, and then all of a sudden we hear it's going to be 33 and people are throwing parties.
Look, it's 33 today! But I don't know, it's just this weird thing where your body gets used to it. Because let's say it's summertime and it starts to cool off for fall, and it gets like 50, and we feel like it's time to put on jackets.
Cold. I know.
And then it gets down to 8. Mm-hmm.
And now everybody's layering up like it's a snowpocalypse outside.
Mm-hmm. Gosh. Yeah, what do they call that? The thing that's happening in the east? The bomb cycle?
Yeah, the bomb cyclone or something like that.
Yeah. So like Florida has snow. So the mayor of one of the cities, I think it was Jacksonville, they never get snow there. And he's like, people here don't know what to do.
I know.
Because they don't experience it.
Well, and there's been pictures floating around of like sharks that have been completely frozen.
Is that true? Because I thought that was a joke when you said that.
No, I think it's true.
She read that on The Onion.
No, right. It wasn't on The
exactly.
Onion. Let me see if I can find
it. Lori shared this on Facebook. It's got to be true.
There's the picture.
Frozen sharks, because it's cold enough that it freezes the entire ocean.
Not the entire ocean.
All the way from New York to Boston.
And to Tokyo.
You could snow skate or whatever.
Oh, man.
I can tell you if my pool isn't frozen, I don't know if the ocean is frozen.
I did freeze a betta fish one time.
But that's a little tank.
How did you do that?
Less water. She put it in the freezer.
No.
Come
no,
here, little fishy.
We left for Christmas break to go somewhere, and we're gone for like 4 days, and we turned our air, I think, maybe off, or our heat off to save money or whatever, and I came back, and the fish was frozen, and like the water wasn't all the way frozen.
But they died.
Yeah.
We came back from Nashville to a hamster. I did the same thing. I had turned the air or the heat. I guess I turned the heat down, mm-hmm. and it got a little bit too cold in the house. Like I turned it down to like 65, so it wasn't even like it was going to be like 50 in the house.
Yeah.
But Kai was all excited to go in and see his hamster after our trip from Nashville. Mm-hmm. He runs into the house to go see his buddy.
Was it hard?
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens. It hardens.
He gets stiff.
But like, did he try to pick it up and it was like a rock?
Oh, he fried out. And it was around a birthday,
aww.
Too. It's like one of those birthday trips. It's just a disaster.
Did you get another hamster?
Well, yeah. And I went up there and I complained about it. Like, hey, what's the problem? Why is the hamster dying? And they're like, well, they can't get that cold.
Yeah, there's like a really strict thing with hamsters and rabbits, aren't there? Like, it has to be a certain temperature for them to survive.
Yeah, it's tough. So then I went back at another hamster and the other one died. I bet we've been through three hamsters. Now we have this one mini hamster that
like
has been alive.
Like a dwarf hamster?
Yes.
What's his name? Hammy?
Webster.
No, it's not. Shut up.
Grumpy.
Mini me.
All right. For people who have listened for a long time, there might nobody
somebody
gets it.
Might
there's
get
one
it.
Or two. Shannon Sprinkle, maybe.
Yeah,
Eddie
might
Fight
get it.
Might understand that. Austin Lane. Yeah, he'd never understand it.
He's
not bright.
Oh, man.
That's so mean. Austin, I've got your back.
God. Speaking of backs.
Who are you? I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah.
Hey, Timberlake is back. I'm going to say which one of us has spent more time.
Oh, my gosh, Brandon.
Well, David, he sleeps on his back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't sleep on my side or anything. It's weird.
I'm a side sleeper. How do you sleep?
Side.
No, I usually sleep on my side. I can't sleep on my stomach,
left.
Though.
Left side.
Oh, you stay one way?
Well, I'll start off, but like I won't go to sleep until I'm on my left side.
I go both ways.
Here's the shock of this injury.
Oh my gosh, who are we calling?
I want to call my wife. She's done something that's not
nice.
Oh,
this is going to be good.
Well, no, she's done something. I made a mistake. She made a mistake. We've made two mistakes, but it could land me on the side of the road. Of course, it never works the first time.
Okay, the shark thing's true. I'm just letting you know.
Not true.
Look. Mm-hmm. And then it has a whole scientific explanation on how it happens.
Onion.com.
It
is not.
That's not true.
Hello.
Hey, how was your shopping trip last
night? Amazing.
Yeah, you went to Victoria's Secret for their sale?
For the second time.
Yeah, so congratulations.
I didn't know they were having a sale.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's their semi-annual sale. You should go.
I swear that happens every day.
Right. Every day is a semi-annual sale.
Well, no, like I feel like every time I hear it's all the time. And I'm like, wait a minute, semi-annual. How many actual times is that? Well, it seems like more.
Yeah.
I think it's twice a year, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So, so you got back home last night. Was there anything going through your mind as you were driving back home?
No.
Did you see that light that said low fuel?
Oops, I did. I forgot to tell you. It dinged as soon as we pulled into our neighborhood. No lie.
Man, what are the chances of that?
I was going to turn around and get gas for you. You don't do it for me.
Oh, ooh. Now the real story comes out, Brandon.
My car's not even running, so.
Well, because
I don't want to hear you complaining that you don't have low gas.
So let me tell you how this goes for me this morning. I get in the car, and the car, for whatever reason, feels colder than the outside. So you sit down in the car, and you're like, ding, right off the bat, the gas light, right? So I'm like, well, son of a gun. And she's also moved the seat, by the way, so that I have to fix the seat.
Well, because she's taller than you. You should have seen the look on his face.
Tough room.
I can totally see it.
So I'm in the car, and I realize I have her keys, not my keys, so I can't get into my office. Wrong set of keys, no gas, seat in the wrong spot.
Golly.
And he then came in here cursing today.
I reach back and realize I don't have my wallet. So I have a car that's on empty and no money and the wrong keys.
And a wife who can't come get you because mine is broken.
Well, if you weren't a hazardous driver, we would have this whole situation under control.
I didn't wreck my car.
Well, you let the battery die.
The battery is dead.
You let it die.
You let the battery die.
The battery is 5 years old. It's time to be replaced.
Oh, of course. Now she's a mechanic.
Oh, no. Of course, you're the mechanic now.
I've been a
freaking car wouldn't start at Target the other night.
Right, because you've been gone so long.
No, oh, my Lord.
The car got cold. Left it out there for hours and hours. I'm going to Target 17 stores later, 15 receipts later.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, 14. So let me tell you this. I'm going to take the trash out last night. She doesn't even know this. It's 4 degrees.
She just hung up on you.
She's running the car down, right? And spending more money. And I'm going to put bags of trash into the trash container to push it out to the street for our trash.
Bless your little heart.
Well, one of the bags, as I was putting it in there, some stuff fell out of it. And it was all kinds of tags and receipts.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, Kai needs me. I really gotta go.
I'd never seen the bag, had surely never seen the receipts that I then had to go pick up through the driveway.
So what did you say to her when you went back inside?
She wasn't home because she was gone. She was out
you
gallivanting.
You should have done, you know, the make it rain. You should have had the receipts in your hand and stuff. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Were they? I'm just curious.
I didn't have time to go through them because it was 4 degrees outside and I was actually probably making you dinner.
Oh, man.
Wow. Oh,
I did.
And I think you were drawing a bath for her, weren't you?
I did, yes.
Oh, that's so nice.
It's just what I do. I'm husband of the year material. I actually won that award for 2017.
Oh, well,
husband
congrats.
Of the year.
And what was your name in school?
My name was...
Most likely to be the best husband in the world.
That's what it was. I mean, because people knew back then, since I never had any dates, that I was going to really overachieve when I finally got somebody. And that's what happens. You start giving in.
I will say, you are a really good husband.
I'm the best.
Oh, you should keep this and replay it in your car.
Oh, he really is.
Wait till I get home. She'll say something else. You're getting on my nerves.
Well, I mean, stop trying to grab my butt every time I'm trying to load the dishwasher.
Don't bend over.
I mean, Leslie, you do have a good beauty. David has his hands over his eyes.
Oh, man.
All right. So, hey, we were going through this thing earlier, and it's on the Full Show podcast about things that are turning 20 years old in 2018. And why am I calling it 2018 the last couple of days when I would normally
because
say 2018?
Because you would say 2018.
Okay, so there's 20 things that are turning 20. Dawson's Creek is turning 20. Furby's turning 20. It's been 20 years since Seinfeld signed off. What else was there?
Armageddon
came out 20 years ago. The Britney Spears video to Baby One More Time came out 20 years ago.
Wow.
In 1998.
I also had a Furby. That's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about how the other night we were going to show Kai classic Britney, what Britney looked like back in the day, right? when America fell in love with her. And I was telling them how we turned on the video for Baby One More Time, which now we know is 20 years old. And she looked like she was like 13 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
Like she looked like a baby.
Which I really do think, was she not at least maybe 16?
Probably.
Maybe 17?
Maybe.
Because mm-hmm. I remember her being really, really young, because then a little bit later on, she had the cover on the Rolling Stone and everybody went crazy over it because she was showing so much midriff and she was so young and all that kind of stuff.
But it's so weird to go back and look at that, because back then I don't think we thought, oh, wow, maybe it was because I was 20.
Well, she looks like my daughter Ella with makeup on. But she's 14.
But even younger, though, because 20 years ago, girls who were 16 looked like they were 13.
Right.
And now
everybody
they look
looks
like,
older now.
Now they look like they're 25.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What is it the makeup tutorials that make younger girls look older now?
Makeup and
and fashion.
Pressure to be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You feel that in the schools? You think?
No doubt.
Do you see it when
100%.
You go? The girls look like they're older than they truly are.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Hey, what did you think of Britney's performance the other night on New Year's Eve?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I thought it was good. I actually watched it, too.
What did you think of it, Kelly?
I watched it several times. I recorded it.
Wow.
Rachel loved it, too.
Did she?
Uh-huh. We watched it together.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, she had a good time with it.
The thing is I would have watched it. I just thought it was a little bit inappropriate for my son to watch.
Right. But Mariah's areolas were fine.
Oh, my Lord.
You love saying that word.
But I'm telling you, because Kai comments on Mariah, like, you can see through her clothes, Dad.
He said, I shouldn't be watching this. Her outfit's a little, you know.
Are you serious? It's hilarious.
See-through.
I'm gonna go back and look.
You can see through it.
Yeah, Britney comes out fully covered, and it's a big issue.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to start wearing that around town.
Okay.
You're like, yeah!
We might get some more perks. We need some perks with the money we spend.
For sure.
All right.
Double.
So, Justin Timberlake has his album that comes out. It comes out at 11 o'clock tonight, and Kelly's saying she's going to stay up to download
it. I will. I'll listen to it.
Tonight.
I'll download. Yeah,
you have to wake up at 4.
I'm up every night around 11:30.
That explains the yawning. Her favorite composer is yawning.
You told me that I'm not allowed to yawn here, so I have to find really good ways
Kelly,
of covering my face up. Yeah.
Did Brandon tell you what I bought him?
No.
A t-shirt.
Oh,
with
the
Britney Spears on it.
Oh, wait, we did know that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really sweet of you.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a nice t-shirt. You should have seen it.
I haven't worn it yet, though.
When she wore it, I was really getting on her nerves.
So let me see your Britneys. Let me see your Britneys.
Oh, my God.
I never said that.
That's exactly what you
Britneys.
Said.
That is not what I said.
Yes, you did. Britneys. And then I'd walk towards him. He'd be like, hey, Britney. Hey, baby.
So she'd come up to me, and I'd start making eyes at Britney.
Instead of,
God. Let me see your Britneys.
I did not say that.
Brandon,
that sounds just like you.
That's ridiculous.
I can't make that up.
No,
no
you can't.
Stupid.
No, that's you.
Stop being stupid.
Mm-hmm. Stupid.
So what was the line last night on the episode of The Office that we saw?
Something along the lines of he wasn't an expert in anything, but he could tell you all about boobs.
Yes, here
was
we
it
go.
Kevin?
Or no,
Michael?
Michael Scott.
Oh, okay.
I just can't remember. It was really a funny line.
Ask me about boobs. I can tell you about boobs.
Yeah. And she looked over at me and just shook her head.
Because you're Michael Scott.
Do you think
he is.
Now that we're into season, what are we in, 7?
Yeah.
Am I Michael Scott?
Yeah.
In some ways.
It was a lot funnier at the beginning, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's moments. There's still moments where you're like, holy
Well,
crap.
Yeah, and it gets, there's still good, y'all still have some good shows left. And then the very last one is really good. I think that it'll give you good closure.
Yeah, that's why people are saying they don't want it to come back, is because the closure
Another
was
Another character is Meredith. I think Brandon's a lot like Meredith.
Oh.
That's real funny.
Man.
You do remind me a little bit of Meredith.
Thank you.
Just gross and disgusting.
I've always thought you reminded me of Creed.
That's great, too. To hell with everybody. Goodbye. I'm going.
Bye, Leslie.
Bye.
Hey, see ya. Are the pipes still fine?
I don't know, but my car is broken.
You need to go fix it.
Your car is fine.
It won't start.
We'll just get a battery.
Well, then, you know what? I hope yours dies, and then we'll just be carless.
Well, then I'll send them back, and we'll have a lot more money.
It'll be called Kelly's Taxi Service.
Yeah, Kelly.
I'll come help y'all out.
Kelly can pick us up and take us around town in Joey Perry vans.
Yes.
Yes. And there was something I forgot to buy last night, so I'm going to need you to come pick me up.
What did you need to buy now?
Just some stuff from Victoria's Secret again.
Nope, no more. No, we're not doing it. See, somehow she spent more money without a car. She's been to the grocery store multiple times and spent more money than I ever would spend.
She's trying to help you.
I said last night.
Right, because when you go to the store, it lasts like 2 days. When I go, it lasts like a week and a half.
Bull. You don't even buy meat. Somehow she spent $100 the other night. I'm like, you didn't even buy any meat.
Maybe she's a vegetarian.
She's not a vegetarian.
Hey, I've lost 7 pounds.
There.
Boom.
Take your money and shove it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, and I haven't been eating fast food. So I'm actually saving. Instead, I'm going to Victoria's Secret.
Right, Victoria's Secret, and $100 every other day at the grocery store. I said last night, because, like, have you noticed when you bring in the bags from the grocery store and you put them on the counter, it doesn't look like there's that much stuff, but yet you still spent $90?
It's because y'all are probably shopping healthy, and that's what's expensive.
Well, part of it, but, I mean, then Kai gets his stuff. And
I mean, I had to get dog food, and I bought Kai a toy, and, you know, bathroom stuff, so...
Yeah, we needed all of that.
Now the truth comes
out. When's the last time he got Robux?
Probably 4 days ago.
That's a lie.
That's not a lie.
That is. I have the bank statement pulled up right now.
Right. It doesn't show immediately.
Oh, of course it doesn't. It's showing there was a purchase yesterday.
I did not buy him that yesterday.
$9.99.
Stop it.
I'm telling you, Maya.
So, they buy Bruce that stuff, too. Just say yes.
I feel uncomfortable.
Right. It's uncomfortable. My life is uncomfortable.
No. I feel uncomfortable.
All right. Goodbye.
Yeah. Bye.
Have a nice day. Go spend some more money. I need a second job.
You can...
I need a second job to support my radio habit.
Yeah.
Will you come live with me?
Oh, my gosh.
You can save so much money. We can split rent.
We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you invite girls over?
No, it'd be bro night every night.
Forget that. Mm. Done.
It'd be awesome.
Done. Done, 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 done. All right, so I guess we'll go. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Anything else you would like to add?
Nope.
I love everyone. Well, most people.
She's having issues, isn't she?
Yeah.
That's every day my whole life.
It'll get better.
Thanks.
Once you get out of your 40s, it'll get better.
Great.
You have 10 more years.
I have 20 years.
Yeah, right. See y'all.